It's 10 minutes past ten. James H. Reeve on Key 103. And as promised... Oh, just one or two things we must catch up with. These seems to happen every Sunday night, this. One or two text messages which arrive just too late for Flick to deal with. Flick, can a vibrator be wired up to a car battery? I find the two-hour life of a standard battery insufficient. And also, is it dangerous to put a feather up my bum? And, Flick, well, I'll leave these in a pigeonhole so she can deal with them during the week. Flick, I work as a producer in commercial radio. Lately, I've taken to pleasuring myself whilst fantasising about the handsome men who send amusing texts to the studio. Right, we'll deal with those when we've got a bit more time. But on to the main matter of the evening, which is the meaning, analysis and significance of dreams. Oh, we've got an inquiry about you.
Go on.
From Dave in Swinton.
Okay.
Are you broadcasting live from Hollywood, as tonight is the Oscars night? If so, can you hold a microphone up so we can see Jackie's gown?
Oh.
And yours, for that matter. All right. Who's going to win Best Radio Talk Show Host? They don't do that in the Oscars, do they?
No.
Oh, well, it's only a matter of time. Right, I'm delighted to say that we have the many years of experience of Dr. Warwick Hunt, Emeritus Professor at the University of Walsall, with us, an expert. Let's not dress it up in any fancy language, Doctor. We're talking about dreams, aren't we?
Yes, dreams. Dreams are stuff that dreams are made of.
Mm-hmm.
To sleep, perchance to dream.
Yes.
If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim.
Okay. Righto. So, when was the first decided to make a serious study of the meaning of dreams? Because presumably people have been dreaming since time immemorial.
Oh, yes. In certain caves, dating back to caveman times, there were depictions of dreams. Many of them. Some of them are in various museums dotted about, and we do have evidence uncovering itself each day. There are separate times of different dreams. Imagine lucid dreaming, where it feels as though you're actually there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people dream that they're awake, and when they do wake up, they are.
And find out that they've been asleep.
Yes,
yeah.
A lucid dream.
Yeah.
These dreams can take many, many forms. There's premonitions. A lot of people dream. Have you ever, for instance, got into a shop or a pub and thought, I've been here before?
Well, yeah, that's very often because I have.
Well, this comes from the short-term memory, you see.
Ah.
The main dreams are from the long-term memory. I mean, a dream could last just a couple of seconds, or a split second, but it would feel like you sleeping at home. It feels like it was hours upon hours.
I've dreamt that I've got up and gone to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then woken up and found out that I have, apart from the getting up part.
Ah, yes. I understand.
Yeah.
I had a similar dream whereby I was eating a 28-pound marshmallow, mm-hmm. and when I woke up, the pillow was gone.
Okay. So what's the first... When were dreams studied seriously as a discipline?
It's been a study going on at our university in Walsall for many, many years. The current crop of students sleep all day,
mm-hmm.
and we do monitor them with machinery, heart rates, pulse, etc., and brain waves.
Uh-huh.
We're very big on brain waves. And all these are put into a computer, analysed, and they're put into different categories. Lucid dreams being occupying over 50%. That's like actually realising that you're dreaming and are able to take conscious control over what you're doing.
Could you elaborate on that a little?
While you're in a dream,
mm.
you can, if you program yourself properly, you can take over the dream and do whatever you want with it.
So you can control what you do in your own dream?
Yes, you can, definitely. But there are also dreams of premonition. It's well documented that in August 1666,
yes.
Samuel Pepys wrote in his diary that he dreamed about a fire, a large fire. And, of course, the following month, September, the Great Fire of London.
It's extraordinary.
Yes, of course. And that would make you think, you know, was Pepys a prophet or an arsonist?
Yes. Yeah. That's totally true. 0161 288 0103. If I mean, they don't have to be as dramatic as that, but there are a number of very straightforward and quite common situations in which people find themselves in dreams, aren't there? A lot of people dream the same things in common and have recurring dreams.
Yes, there are recurring dreams, and they all have some definition of maybe a deep-rooted subconscious wish that you might have. Something that you'd like to do when... with your life, but you find that you're not able. Dreaming that you're a window cleaner, perchance.
Yeah.
Different kinds of dreams. Some people dream that they're falling. And, of course, when they get close to impact, they wake up. That has different significances. Some people dream that they're flying. Flying dreams are very, very common. And of course that's related to ambition.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Different kinds of dreams, different definitions.
Right.
Yes. One of the most popular dreams is all your teeth fall out.
That I've heard that, and that, yeah. What's the significance of that?
The significance of that is that you've probably slept with your head under the pillow.
Mm. Okay. Well, let's, Oh, Isaac. Oh, it must be this is a relative of yours, Isaac. He yeah. said, doesn't your professor sound similar to that? Oh, I can't, that's not a very flattering description of our psychic medium. But, yeah, doesn't he sound similar to Gary? Well, that. Just a reminder, 0161 288 0103. Dr. Hunt will analyse your dreams. Don't be shy about this, don't worry. If you want to remain anonymous, then we're more than happy to let you do so, so we don't necessarily have to reveal who you are if you feel that perhaps the content of your dreams might reveal something about you. Thank you. Good evening, James. Just tune into your show. Earlier tonight, I was in bed with toothache and needing cheering up, so please read this out. That's Chris in Stockport. Thank you, everyone. Well, by the way, if you would like to send us something via the internet, then if you go... you know, that Mr. Dawson, or what the many names that he calls himself, he was quite right. It's much better doing things like this. If you go to a website, which is key103.co.uk, you'll find that that we're on now, and you can communicate through that, follow the instructions there. Or if you wish to text, then the text number is 63103, 63103. Don't be afraid. If there's anything that you want to discuss, then we will guarantee your anonymity if you so desire. Our first... Oh, now this is nice. See, it's working already. Normally we go to places like, you know, Gorton and that sort of thing, but our first step is going to be Hale this evening.
Oh, so very nice.
Be rather nice. Very like Walsall, I think you'll find.
Walsall, yes.
0161 288 0103, and we'll get started in a moment.
The James H. Reid phone-in on Key 103. Call now on 0161 288 0103.
Whoa, 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 hold on there. We've got a tremendous response here, and frankly, we're getting a little bit overwhelmed, so we'll have to bear with us. We'll work our way slowly through the many inquiries we've got. A number of texts, which I'll do in a moment, and a very lengthy explanation of a dream from Paul. But let's get a Hillman on the phone, and we'll start off with that Mike in Hale. And Mike, you're talking to Dr. Hunt. Good evening, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
I was just wondering. I was just wondering, what does it mean when you like do all the different types of dreams, like when you like fall or fly or stuff?
Is this a recurring dream that you're having?
No, I'm just like kind of wondering.
Oh, right. Well, falling dreams are a very common one. And another thing that is quite common in the world of dreams, I mean, contrary to popular belief, when you're falling, you think that you're going to hit the ground in due course in the dream. And a lot of people, that is the inbred fear.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Right.
And what does it mean when you're, like, flying?
Flying, that means that you really need a release from something within your life that's troubling you. It could be work or a personal thing, you know, relationship.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh. How long have you been dreaming, Mike? What's the earliest dream you can remember?
I don't know, actually. To be quite honest.
Oh, we were hoping you'd bring a little bit more to the table than that, really.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened there, then?
Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, we're doing a study currently at Walsall, where 8 of our students are taking part. Now, these are female students, and we've been researching the nocturnal organism. Women achieving an organism during a dream.
That's a bit weird.
Yes.
Yeah, might be a little bit... over Mike's head, that. But,
well, no, we found that 35% of our students actually experience an organism whilst dreaming and whilst asleep. In fact, we do attach electrodes to them and certain other equipment that we monitor the organisms.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Mike would just like a printout of that, or perhaps be in the next room.
Yes, that would be lovely, yes.
Yeah, well, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh, there we are, Mike. Well, thanks very much indeed, Mike. It's,
and,
it's perfectly
my
valid.
It's the 18th.
18th what?
Birthday.
No, yeah.
And could you, like, tell her on the radio?
Oh, she'll know it's her birthday. Don't worry about that.
No, I mean, like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh,
like,
happy birthday, yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay. Right, lovely. There we are, that was Mike in Hale. So, had a lot of promise there, but didn't quite live up to it.
Yeah.
We've got, is Dr. Hunt's first name Mike, says, a texter. That's, probably common, happens to you a lot. No, it's actually, it's Warwick, isn't it?
Warwick, yes.
I dreamt I'd been skiing and woke up between two men.
Hmm. Yes.
That's it. No, nothing about the, I've had a dream that me, Vicky Butler Henderson, and Kate Garraway are playing naked volleyball. What does this mean? And that's from Ivan Koff.
Ivan. Mm. Well, this particular dream, naked volleyball. Now, nakedness, you see, this is definitely, appertains to, certain parts of you that are vulnerable. Are you vulnerable?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. Because if you are, nakedness. You see, if you're, let's say, quite a handsome person, with a fit physique, nakedness would depict that you want to show off.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you were a bit of a minger and fat,
mm-hmm.
and a face like a murderer's labourer,
mm-hmm.
well then, that would be a dream depicting embarrassment.
I see.
Are you with it?
I see, yeah.
Oh, it's very, very technical.
It's that body dysmorphic.
Yes.
But
we're mainly concentrating on the nocturnal organisms at the moment at the college, and they're spending quite a lot of time.
Yeah.
It is a night shift thing.
Yeah.
So
you do keep mentioning them.
I'm not home much in the day.
I see. Okay. 0161-288-0103 if you want to put your dream to Dr. Hunt. And, of course, if you're anxious about this, then your anonymity can be arranged. Don't worry about that. If we go to Oldham, we'll find that Susan joins us from Oldham. Susan!
Hello!
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 How are you?
I'm fine.
Do you have a particular dream at all?
I do. I keep waking up, getting up, walking to the window, and opening, trying to open the window, and it won't open, it's jammed.
Yes.
And then I'm back in bed, and I get out of bed, and go and open the window again, and it won't open, it's jammed. And I keep doing this, and I wake up in bed, and I'm asleep. I haven't got up at all.
Are you a somnambulist?
What's one of them?
A sleepwalker. Do you wander around the house?
Yes, I have done that. But I haven't got up. But it's a dream that I'm trying to open the window and getting really frustrated. I can't open the window.
Yes.
And I'm in bed asleep.
This would depict a certain problem in your life. Do you have a certain problem, some hurdle that you can't get over?
Oh.
I've always had that. What, is anything in particular that's
No, I'm just one of them people that matter about anything.
Is this a recurring dream that you have time after time after time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like a drink? Because that sometimes causes recurring dreams.
Well,
alcohol, it's a dehydration, you see, that's what it is.
No, it's like, you know, I want get out, and I can't get out, and I'm asleep.
Right, have you thought of having somebody come in and look at the window? It may actually be
My window isn't jammed, I just dream it.
Is it a sash window?
A sash is the one that slides up and down, is it? A casement's the one that opens on a hinge at the top.
Yeah, on a hinge.
Oh, so it's a casement window. Yes. Yeah. Well, that would mean, you see, if it's a sash window, your problems might relate to a relationship. But the casement window is a different thing altogether.
It's true about that.
It's not, you're not, are you married, Susan?
Yes.
Yeah, is it? Your husband's, he's not a painter and decorator, is he?
No.
And that could go some way towards explaining it.
Is he,
I'm speaking as a layman.
Yes, of course. Is he a shuttering joiner?
No, he's not. It's just like I can't breathe, so I go to open window and it's stuck all the time.
Right.
And then when I wake up, I haven't got up at all.
So you're still in bed, trying to open the window?
Yeah.
Is it a small room?
Yeah, it is.
Ah, right. So, you can switch... When you switch the light out, you're in bed before it goes dark, aren't you?
No.
Is the doorknob in bed with you?
The doorknob?
Yeah,
it's
a small room. It's a handle.
Perhaps tell me if I'm speaking out of turn here, but perhaps if Susan did something to ease her opening...
Yes.
Then that would remove the anxiety that she feels. You know
Do
what
you
mean?
Dream of WD-40?
No, but you know, is it James Sandwich? That's the other chap.
Well, he is another chap. Yeah.
Is it the other chap? Because I think he's better than you.
Well, thank you.
Because he mentioned anxiety, so I think that's probably what it is.
Well, there we are. You see,
We did say anxieties, didn't we, with the casement window, but not with the sash window.
Mm.
I don't think it matters what sort of flipping window it is, does it?
It could be.
I mean, I already come to that conclusion myself. I didn't have to ring in to find that out, did
well,
I?
No. There's
obviously
I thought you actually knew what you were talking about.
No, but Dr. Hunt has studied this for many, many years. So, I mean, whilst you're welcome to discuss it, I think we should bow to his knowledge if he says that according to his studies there is a difference between what type of window it is.
I thought I was talking to somebody sensible. Well, I'd already come to that conclusion myself.
But there is a difference. He's an emeritus professor. You are emeritus.
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. Well, what the dream actually means, as I said before, is that it could be anxiety, and you could have some underlying issues that need addressing. And maybe, perhaps, you need to be more assertive with a particular problem that you've got.
I think you need to be more assertive. I'd already bloody thought about that myself.
Oh, right.
Well, Susan, I mean, we've got... Listen, Dr. Hunt's come here has taken us a great deal of trouble to locate
him. Insulted.
He's spent a lifetime studying this.
Disgraceful conduct.
He's got letters after his name, and he's offering you a very well-informed opinion. And
I've got letters after my name.
All he's getting is a load of old book.
I've got a load of letters after my name. www.susanfromoldham.
Right, well, we'll have a look at that later.
thank you very much.
Thank you, Susan.
I hope that we've been some help.
Yeah. And, would it help if she had them replaced by a reputable
Well, I know just
company.
A chap, my brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Does that kind of stuff. And he does conservatories as well, if she's interested.
Oh, right, you are, then.
We could organise a substantial discount.
Okay. 0161-288-0103. If you want to join us, explain your dreams to Dr. Hunt, who will explain to you the significance and meaning thereof. Just bring you up to date with some of the texts that we've been having. This is very popular these days, texting. The Dreamweaver, that's you, sounds like a compound of Young Manning and Ken Goodwin. Are they experts in the field?
One of them, there is a Dr. Goodwin.
Yeah.
But he's not in our department.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm told that if you dream you are falling and if you don't wake up before you hit the floor, you will die. Is that true? Says Chris in Stockport.
No, definitely not.
Right.
No.
I suppose it's a difficult one to establish that, isn't it?
Well, in a dream normally, you never ever hit the floor.
Right. But what if somebody's died? You don't know whether that they might have hit the floor, but you can't...
No, we would know.
All right,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, we would know, definitely. Because it'd be a little crash, wouldn't it, and a bump, and a sort of a scream.
Right. J.H. says, James, I have a dream. I have a dream! He said, I'm returning from a football match when I'm suddenly rushed to hospital. When I wake up, I find somebody has removed my gallbladder.
Ah.
That's ridiculous.
That's quite a common dream, though, that.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
All right.
The old gallbladder thing.
Nothing to worry about. Lady Jane Tuppence says, I dream about space hoppers, steam hammers and firemen.
Yes. Yes.
That common.
That's very... Who is it that's sent that one
Lady
in?
Lady Jane Tuppence.
Lady Jane, yes. Well, if it's a female, yes, she's obviously looking for a little bit of macho attention there.
Uh-huh.
That's the general thread of that.
Right, you are. I'm just having to deal with these. Minjita Chunda in Worsley. So, James, could you ask your dream specialist to delve into the frightening depths of sleep paralysis? Where you wake up from a dream prematurely and can't move your body, yet hallucinate evil things.
Mm. Well, a dream basically is a hallucination,
mm-hmm.
You see. This is the thing. If you can't wake up, this is within the dream.
All
and
right.
The dream is preventing you from waking up.
I see.
You know. I mean, it may be due to you've got an awful job, you don't want to go there.
I was going to say, this probably, if you wake up and yet can't move, this is probably very common in the Gorton area around there, is it?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, anything to do with a court appearance or of that ilk, you know, you would want to put it off psychologically within your cranium.
Right, I see. We are, honestly, we're struggling to cope with the influx here. James, I've just turned on my radio, and I'd like to know what on earth is going on. All I heard was WD-40, windows, sleeping doorknobs and small rooms. What on earth is this all about? Well, I'm sorry, but we can't be held responsible if you're a bit lackadaisical, if you're tardy. And, I'm dreadfully sorry. Held some slaver then. And, if you're late in tuning in, you know. Sorry, I mean, you do have to, I'm dreadfully sorry, but some of our listeners aren't familiar with some of the niceties of... Polite society. Okay. James, my dream involves Jackie as a dominatrix dressed in leather with a whip. That's from Yuri Voltme in Middleton.
Ah, yes.
All right.
Well, the whip fetish is quite common, and leather, and bondage,
mm-hmm.
Spanking... Sadomasochism.
Yes.
Nyeh.
Would you like a glass of water?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Right, we're going to talk to Mark at Levensume in a moment. My guest this evening is... I think it's going very well. This is like a new, you know, more friendly...
Yes, it's thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah.
Very agreeable.
Thank you. Our guest this evening is Emeritus Professor of Somnopsychological Nocturnal Audiovisual Sensory Phenomena at the University of Walsall, and he's Dr. Warwick Hunt. If you want to contact us, then expert analysis is yours just at the touch of a button. 0161 288 0103. Next stop is Levensume.
The James H. Reeve phone in on Key 103. Call now on 0161 288 0103.
It's 19 minutes to 11. You're listening to James H. Reeve on Key 103 on a chilly Sunday evening, and tonight we're talking dreams, courtesy of Dr. Warwick Hunt, Professor of, well, I suppose we can call you a Professor of Dreams, or is that rather trivialising your...
Well, no, that'll do for now, but the full title's too much to put on the door, you see.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Let's speak to Mark in Levenshulme, shall we? Mark, you're on Key 103.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, actually, I'm going to say that guy with the last email was actually scary familiar.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep dreaming that I've went to bed with a dyed blonde dominatrix. And when I actually look across, I find that it's a 10-pinter.
It's a what?
A 10-pinter.
Oh, a 10-pinter. I think this is a colloquialism.
Oh, yeah.
10-pinter.
A 3 o'clock, you know,
What's the significance of that? A 10-pinter?
A 10-pinter.
Not the girl you see when you walk into the pub, but the one you see when you walk out.
Yes.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. That's known as beer goggles, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I had the same problem myself, actually. We decided to economise a little bit at home, and I decided to cut the beer out, and looking at the next grocery list, she'd bought a load of makeup. So she said that she bought it to make me look pretty. Well, I bought the beer for the same reason.
Yeah,
but would that help the dreams? Would that just turn the dreams into reality of a nightmare, or would that actually help the dreams?
Oh, no, no, it'll help it, that would, because obviously you're softening the blow, aren't you? You're going from, how you say, a 10-pinter to a rather voluptuous young lady.
Right.
So it is softening the blow.
Right.
What a dream like that would basically mean is that... you can't face life as you know it, and you need to change it to suit yourself.
Right. Well, because I was trying to get off the beer, and that's why I started listening to the radio on a Sunday night.
Yes, and it started you drinking again.
It did, but it's helped. It's softening the blow slightly.
Yeah,
sure. That's excellent. Excellent. Everything we can do to help. Why does he never turn his radio off when he knows perfectly well that he's supposed to? I had a dream recently in which a drunk and very aggressive donkey was chasing me. Any ideas from the professor?
Yes, definitely. If it concerns a donkey or a horse, mainly a horse it is, that's put in the category of a nightmare.
I see. Okay.
A donkey chasing you, that would mean basically that... you have an unfulfilled love life, and you're looking for something different and fresh on the horizon.
Right.
You know. So
I suppose really the best thing to do would be if you could try and have the dream again and confirm whether it was
a donkey
or a horse.
Or a horse,
yeah,
yes.
Because that would help us. Okay.
Yes, that would be very helpful, yes. Shetland ponies are quite popular too.
I'm sure they are, yeah, in small doses.
In dream sequences.
Yeah. I dream about playing centre-forward for Bury and scoring a goal off my arse in the cup final. Right, I don't think that needs a great deal of analysis, except possibly it's the only chance that Bury have got of scoring one.
Yes, it would appear so, wouldn't it? Yeah. Does it have to be Bury?
That's the dream that that our correspondent keeps having.
Yes.
Right. Again, you know, check if you want. Now, this is from Wellington, New Zealand.
Oh, superb.
But originally from Salford. And from Paul, he says, now, will you bear with us while I explain this to you? I can't phone in because I'm listening online overseas. I had an awful dream last night where my partner and I had moved into a nice new house. Anyway, the night we moved in, there was a knock on the door and a policeman was there asking questions. There was a terrible storm in the dream. I didn't want to open the door, but the policeman was intent on coming in the house. I knew that if I let him in the house, he would kill me and my partner. I tried phoning the police, but couldn't get through. Next thing, the man was on the roof trying to get in through a window, and the only thing I had to hand was a knife, which I managed to stab him in the leg with. In my dream, I knew I couldn't hold him off, and that he would kill us both. My partner was terrified, as was I, but I wasn't strong enough and couldn't stop him. It was at this stage that I woke myself up sweating and out of breath. Any advice as to what this means would be great.
Yeah, yes, it's a very, very involved dream, is that.
Mm.
What I would say is check the windows.
Yeah.
If you need new windows, you're best getting them put in quickly. But the bit about the knife is very, very significant. That would mean primarily that you have a complex, a deep-rooted complex or psychosis that would need looking at, definitely. Mm. Yes, it's something untoward occurring there, I would say, definitely.
It would, again, we've got this theme of windows and you know, intrusion and insecurity. If replacing those windows with something stronger were a good idea, what would you could recommend anyone who might?
UPVC
yeah.
would be the best.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about that. Yep. Because, you see, if you put in, say, a mahogany, a hardwood,
yeah.
Well, that'll need varnishing every year,
regular
won't it?
Maintenance, yeah.
Regular maintenance. But the UPVC, very durable.
Mm-hmm. And can you recommend a reputable company that might be able to help somebody out who's
not in New Zealand? No.
No.
It's a bit of a way, that.
Okay. Okay, then. Sarah is in Ashton. Ashton-under-Lyne, I would imagine. It gets on my nerves, that, because sometimes, you see, it could be Ashton-on-Mersey, and I wish they'd say that. But we'll overlook that on this occasion. Sarah in Ashton, hello.
Hello
there.
Hi,
hello,
Sarah. I'm sorry about that. I should have said Ashton-under-Lyne.
Well, the people of Ashton-upon-Mersey are, when roused, they are slow to rouse, but when they do, it's a terrible thing to behold.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just not a regular from Ashton. I'm just a newcomer, so I'll bear that in mind.
Right, you are.
May we welcome you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you have a particular dream?
Yes,
that,
I do.
That bothers you?
Yes. Yes, it's been a recurring dream for quite a number of years. And it's myself climbing up a hill.
Yes.
A very, very large hill. Not a mountain, because it's full of mud.
Yes.
And I'm quite happy to climb up that hill until I get near the top, and then I have to grab onto it with my hands.
Yes.
And
grab onto the mud.
Grab onto the mud and keep climbing, and then when I get to the top, near the top, I fall back down again.
Yes. Okay. So there are no branches to grasp hold
of. No, not at all.
There's
it's
nothing there.
A massive hill.
Even though you've got two good handfuls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you fully clothed or naked?
Fully clothed.
Yes. Right. Mm. This would depict to me that you have an ambition that you want to fulfil.
Yeah.
You've tried many, many times to get to reach the goal.
Right.
But you've had not much success at all. Is it an employment, job or relationship? Which?
When it first started, the dream, I was in not a very happy relationship, I suppose.
Yes.
And I managed to get out of that, and I've climbed the career ladder.
Yeah.
Quite successfully to a certain point. But my home life, my circumstances have stopped me carry on climbing, if you like.
I'm with you.
So that makes sense, really.
Yes, that's what it is. Can you not work from home?
No.
Ah.
No, not at all.
Do you have a shed? In the back garden?
I've got a massive back garden, actually, but no shed at the minute.
Do you have a conservatory?
No.
Ah.
Might be a good idea to get that one, perhaps.
A conservatory might help get rid of the dreams, definitely. A new conservatory.
Mm.
Especially with summer coming up now. Mm. And canopies are very, very popular. Mm. To stop the low winter sun.
Mm. Can you recommend anyone if you wanted a conservatory?
Well, I've got lots of people that can build me a conservatory. I don't think that's going to help with my situation, do you?
External factors can influence you. If you've got insecurity,
yes.
If you correct the external insecurity, then it prevents the dreams.
It's true. A carpet could bother you.
Yeah.
You know, you could have a recurring dream regarding a carpet that you don't like, and you hate the carpet, but you've got to live with it because, you know, you live in rented property.
Yeah.
On housing benefit.
Perhaps, yeah.
You know, and you can't remove the carpet because the landlord won't like it.
Mm.
So you've got to keep it, but you want to get rid of it, really. Mm.
So those things aren't within your control.
Oh, yes, yeah, anything that's out of your control.
Yeah.
But the hill, you see, if you continue dreaming this and the hill eventually sprouts grass and foliage and trees, then you know you're on the right track.
Ah, because that's like a healing process.
Be a healing process, yes.
Oh,
yes. The trouble is you've got too much mud there.
Right.
Now, next time you have this dream, you want to, say you're wearing jeans at the time, take a packet of seeds out of your pocket and sprinkle them around. And each time the dream recurs, the seeds would have sprouted and you'll have something to get hold of.
That's the idea. Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. We've got to move on. We've got to move on, Sarah, because a very massive response this evening. 0161 288 0103. If you would like to speak to Dr. Hunt from the University of Walsall, expert on dreams, obviously on interpretation and analysis, and also the history. You're going to mention something about the Viennese period, which is when serious study of dreams actually began.
Freud related it to the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
The short-term memory, it's just like in the daytime when you can't find your keys. You don't know where you put them.
Yeah.
This all relates to your short-term memory. You know, you start believing in the hereafter. You run upstairs and you wonder, what have I come up here after?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put your underpants on back to front and they fit better.
Yeah.
Things like that. You begin to stain floors, but you don't mean to.
I see.
You can manage without sex, but you can't manage without your glasses.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious, you see. Now, the short-term memory isn't linked to the long-term memory. Now, this is when you can remember things that you did when you was a child, you know, and as you grew up and through your career, those are things that you'll never forget. You know, well, like when your first wife died in a wishing well.
Yeah.
Or something of that ilk.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always be with you. But a dream will dredge things up from the subconscious that you probably would have forgotten yourself. Some dreams can be linked to the short-term memory. You can actually dream that you remember where you've put your car keys.
Right.
If you've lost them for several days.
Yeah.
You know. It's a very common dream.
I see.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
There we are.
And there's a lot of it about.
This is very... I suppose you have all this at the university, but you can actually send a text message on your phone.
Yes.
And it comes up as an email.
Yes.
Or now you can send a text message that comes up as a voice.
Yes.
So that saves you having to ring up and speak to people.
That's right, yes.
Anyway, this is... I dreamed that I'd won the national lottery, but the money was no use because I was a moth.
Ah, well, the only advice I can give you is never go to a candlelit dinner.
Good idea. Okay, listen, we're just going to take a very short break, and then you're at liberty to remain with us for a few moments longer.
Oh, that'd be superb, yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's nice to be working indoors for a change.
It is. Dr. Hunt will return in a moment or two. If you've got questions about a dream, it can be a specific one or a recurring one, or a general question about the whole topic of dreaming, then 0161 288 0103. I think this is a much nicer way of doing the show.
Oh, yes,
instead
definitely.
All that ranting and shouting.
Yes. And, of course, there are a lot of common dreams, like when you're flying, or a very popular one is when your teeth are falling out, or you're naked, or you're being chased, probably by a gentleman with a warrant.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. That's right, because a friend of mine dreamt that all of those that is... He had no teeth, he was naked, and he was being chased.
Yes.
And he woke up, and her husband had come home.
Ah, he should have used a safe period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he was on the night shift.
Yeah. Right, we'll be back with you in a second, and we're off to Hyde. Oh, now then, this is a text message from Steve Aruga Penk. He says, James, I have a nightmare. I insert my butt plug, and then, unfortunately, break wind. And the butt plug flies through a conservatory window.
Yes, well, if there are any breakages, my brother-in-law actually has a business that could have a look at that.
All right.
At very reasonable rates.
Okay.
It just depends. Is it double glazed, does it say?
I don't know if you could send us
more information. Because we're doing triple glazing now.
All right. Okay.
Which, for this, the weather at the moment, I mean, that's what you want. Triple glazing.
Definitely.
And we can, if you buy one, you get one free.
Oh, that's excellent, yeah.
That doesn't extend to conservatories, of course.
No, of course. But again, it's the, if that is a worry, then to do something, again, in the real world,
yes,
will take care of your insecurities.
Well, some people don't have room for a conservatory.
No.
So a porch is ideal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a lean-to.
A lean-to is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awnings are very, very popular.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Right, can we just get back to the dreams, actually, if you don't mind? Paul is in Hyde. Paul's in Hyde. You're on Key 103, Paul.
Hi, what it is,
Hello, Paul, how are you?
I'm alright, how are you?
I'm absolutely splendid, tip-top and chipper.
Okay. What it is, it's not that I dream, it's that I don't dream very often. It's like once every couple of months, and when I do, it's very bitter, you know, there's only bits of information. There's there's not nothing consistent in my dream.
Well, you could be dreaming in installments.
Right,
This
what,
could be
over every few months?
Yes. What you need to do is start making a journal.
Yeah.
And each time you have a little bit of a dream, don't forget this could occur in just a split second, but it might seem like 15 minutes to an hour to you.
Mm-hmm.
So start making a journal and write it down.
Right.
It's like putting the pieces of a jigsaw together, really.
Yeah.
Are you naked in these dreams?
No, and there's no conservatories or glass either.
Ooh.
Well, that could present a problem.
It could be a dream that, like, it builds up in weekly parts.
Yes, a sort of a serial, like Coronation Street.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, are you a goodie or a baddie in the dream? You know, are you like the geezer that shot Ernie Bishop?
I don't know. I mean, the dreams that I do have, I mean, they don't stay with me when I do have them. It's just bits of information, like I say.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't even think I could piece them together because they're always different.
Mm.
Yeah. What about in your waking hours? Do you have the same situation?
I mean, another factor could be that I work all night. I'm a security guard, so I work all night and then I sleep all day during the daylight hours. I don't know if that could be a factor. I've never dreamed often. It's always been, you know, bits here and there.
Mm. Yeah. So you sleep in the daytime.
Yeah. So that's daydreaming then, isn't it?
Yes, that's daydreaming. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to sleepwalk.
That's somnambulism.
Mm.
Right. Yes, that's very, very popular. Have you ever sleepwalked naked?
No, because I don't sleep naked. I sleep in my boxers.
Do you have Jimmy Jammies?
No, just in boxer shorts.
Silk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what you need to do is start making a journal, like I say, and then we'll piece it all together, you see. The little bits of dreams that you can recollect, what do they concern?
Like I said, it's all bad.
Gladiators,
No, there's no gladiators.
Donkeys.
I'm usually the goodie in it, though.
You're the goodie. Now, what little bits can you recollect?
Nothing off the top of my head. Like I say, that's why I'm phoning, because I just want to know why I don't dream much. I've got a slow mind.
Well, you are actually dreaming. You're just not recalling the dream.
Right.
That's all it is. You do have dreams.
Yeah.
But maybe they're so inconsequential, you know, day-to-day things that you're dreaming about, that it's just part of your routine anyway, so, you know, you're not, they're not outstanding or conspicuous in any way.
The dreams aren't important enough to remember, is that what you mean?
Yes.
May I?
Oh, yes, of course.
It might help if, I'd put this to you as a layman, but if Paul were to jot down the small bits of dream that you can remember, and then perhaps eventually you'll be able to see the bigger picture.
Yes, there's something there.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Your subconscious is trying to give you a message, Paul.
Yeah.
And you need to address this situation. You want to start writing things down because there's something there.
That's another factor. When I do have a dream, I'll wake up and then I'll be trying to think about it and it just slips away bit by bit.
Yeah.
Do you have a burning ambition, something that you really want to do in life, but you haven't got round to doing it?
You mean job-wise, or...?
Well, anything. It could be a personal relationship.
No, I've just got out of a relationship, so I'm not, that's not for me at the minute. I'm staying single for a while.
Women.
I think the thing is to keep some writing materials close to the bed, isn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Got something close to the bed, but it's not writing material. Yeah. It's some sort of material, but...
Oh, no.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's not concerning writing.
No.
That sounds good to me.
Not adult material, is it?
No, I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, that's the only, that's the plan as far as I can see, Paul, and then get back to us when you've built up a bigger picture where we might be able to see some bigger significance.
Do you have double glazed windows or do you have a triple glazed?
I'm afraid Paul's gone now.
Oh.
James, I keep dreaming that I'm wrestling naked in a bath of beans with Johnny Briggs.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That's very, very common.
Oh.
Yes. The Johnny Briggs bit concerns me.
Mm.
Is Johnny Briggs a person, or are we talking about Mike Baldwin on Coronation Street? Because his name's Johnny Briggs, you see.
Yes, it is. I think it's. I think that's the actual real life.
Yes.
Johnny Briggs, because even though it's a dream, you wouldn't want an imaginary character in it, would you?
Yes, of course. That's true. The baked beans. That basically means that underlying issues with the person concerned. The modem's lit, but they're not online. You know what I mean?
I see.
A bit shedless, shall we say.
Yes. Your dream expert is Ken Goodwin, and I claim my £5. But you said Professor Goodwin is not, he's not in your department.
No, he's not in my department. Okay. He does botany.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Right. Okie doke. I've got an awful lot of emails here. We do prefer you to call in, obviously, but I'll just go... to a few of these. Mr. X-Ray Cropper from the Worsley Manor says, can you shed any light on the recurring dream I have about small fat ginger children chanting about various multi-pack crisps, especially Quavers, Watsits and Frisps?
Yes, obviously got an aversion to Gary Lineker.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be what that is.
That was a fairly straightforward matter, that one, wasn't it?
Yes, of course.
Okie doke. It's 8 minutes past 11. This is James H. Reeve on Key 103 with a new look broadcast on a Sunday evening. And to be more like Flick. Okay, don't forget the hot pot recipe later. But in the meantime, dream analysis is the thread running through the show for the next. You have got to, obviously, you've got to get back to Walsall, and I believe it's coming up.
Yeah, well, we're staying in Gorton tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Right, okay then. But obviously, we don't want you to take up too much of your time. So, with us for just a short while yet is Dr. Warwick Hunt, the Emeritus Professor of Somno-Psychological Nocturnal Audiovisual Sensory Phenomena at the University of Walsall. So, if you want a word, 0161 288 0103, and we're off to Bolton in just a moment. We really have got to crack on here. Just one a message here. Tony in Northern says, I often dream that I am John Stalker and recommend awnings to friends and family. This could be quite embarrassing. What kind of awnings would you recommend to people, or should they go for a gazebo or perhaps a conservatory?
Regency stripe would be perfect.
Okay.
Yes, and they do blend in very, very nice with stone or brick.
Okie dokie. And there was... oh, there was another, on a not dissimilar subject here, wasn't there? There was a text message. In my dream, I work in a fudge factory. I'm the chief packer. And it's my job to pack fudge into a giant chocolate starfish. Says Gary Dakin. Okay. There was another one. I have a dream that I need a conservatory. Can you give me some advice? That's from Gigi Fannybatter.
Yes, well, as I think my brother-in-law does conservatories, and triple glazing is so popular now with the UPVC.
Yeah.
And he's got some excellent brass door furniture and hinges.
Okay. Mrs. N. Redmond of Stockport says, tell the professor to go and do his own double glazing and don't use Key 103. To do his advertising. Well, so I'm...
Yes, I would say to her that she should never have a flat roof.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Not she can avoid it.
The water does tend to percolate in.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
Okie doke. Ash is in Bolton. Ash, you're on Key 103.
Hello, James.
Hello. You're speaking to Dr. Hunt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ash, is it?
Yeah.
Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too. Well, all I wanted to say was, I've been having dreams lately. I can sort of remember them as soon as I wake up, but later on in the day, and like about just before I go to sleep again.
Are you naked?
No, not at all. I just completely forget what the dream was about, and I can't remember a thing about it.
Ah, right. Well, you've got something similar to our other caller, don't you think?
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Can you not remember any particular little part of the dream?
Not... when I wake up, I can, like, remember little bits about it.
Like what? Anything in particular that's, that you could tell us?
Nothing that I can remember right now. It happened this morning, actually, but I can't remember a thing that happened in actual dream.
Well, I don't think you're having a dream at all. I think that you think you're having a dream.
And that's possible, is it?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. What you need to do, really, is make a note of everything and keep a journal, but you'd end up with blank page there, wouldn't you?
Mm. So it's not wasting paper, though, is it?
No, it isn't. No. No, definitely not. Mm. But what I would do if I were you is try and keep a journal, make notes, and put all little pieces together to get a jigsaw. But it looks like you're staring into a desert of nothingness there. Mm. I mean, how can you say that you're having the dreams if you can't recollect anything about them? I mean, you're not having any at all, are you?
Well, it's just that I completely forget what's happened in the actual dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But do you know you're actually having a dream?
Because as soon as I wake up, I know I've had a dream.
Yeah.
And I can remember what sort of happened in it as soon as I wake up. But after I've gone through the day, I've completely forgotten what happened.
Right. Mm. So it's these dreams are probably going to your short-term memory. How long have you been suffering from them?
For quite a while, actually.
Yeah. Well, as time goes by, they'll go into your long-term memory. But all these little prompts, these dreams, are coming from your subconscious, you see. Right. And they're trying to guide you somewhere.
So he'll remember what they're about a long time from now.
Yes.
Ah, so it's just a matter of time.
Probably by the time the Olympics get here.
Right, nothing to worry about then.
Another thing was, I had a dream about just the beginning of this year of a dog chasing me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's all that happened.
What kind of a dog was it?
It's just a normal black dog.
A black dog? Now, that is significant, a black dog. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and it just chased me, and that was at the beginning of this year. This happened once, and I can still remember that.
Was it a dog or a bitch, do you know?
Pardon?
And it's chasing you down the road?
Yeah, just like a normal street.
Right.
With no one there.
Right, well, this often stems from feelings of anxiety in your life, and the way you respond to anxiety is through a dream that involves chasing. Is there anything that's troubling you?
Not really, no.
No, so everything's cushy.
Yeah. You've
got no problems in your life at all?
Not that I know of, no, not really.
Well-adjusted, nice man of young lad.
Well, it is some anxiety that's prompting that particular dream, and that's what it is. So you need to identify what that particular anxiety and where it stems from.
You shouldn't have any anxieties at your time of life. That's if he's only a young lad, isn't he?
Right. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13. Yeah. No, you shouldn't have any anxieties now, no. No, definitely not.
It'll all come to you in time, that's the thing. There's an old saying that eating cheese and things like that can influence your dreams.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there any basis in that? Is there anything you can eat in order to induce dreams, perhaps?
Well, yes, cheese is very good.
Yeah.
A touch of the old Ronnie Hilton's very nice.
Yeah.
That stuff with holes in, that goes down a treat.
Excellent.
With a few greyhounds, definitely.
Right. Sarah in Salford, we'll be with you in a second. Just got a couple of text messages. I dream of being naked and earning large amounts of commission from my day job at any costs. What could this mean? Should I go into sales?
Ah.
Right. And just a couple of emails. Really, obviously, to an extent you can work with emails, but
yes,
you need to speak to the people individually in order to get to the bottom of things. Right. I've just spilt a pint of lager in my bed. Might this affect my nocturnal thoughts?
Ah, well, that just depends if he's drank it already.
Yeah.
Or he's spilt it direct from the can.
Okay. I have recurring dreams about Roy Cropper doing unspeakable things to Hayley with his freshly baked baguettes. That's Jack in Stockport, says, I have a recurring dream where I will be watching a horse race and the horses come close up to me and keep going faster. They go faster and never stop. They go so fast that it wakes me up.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's a very, very common one. Sounds like a gambling person.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Sometimes, Tony in Northern says, sometimes I dream that I'm the person who used to be Frank Sidebottom and now on the radio, purporting to be someone else. Do you know whether there's anything in this?
Well, there's always something in a very big papier-mâché head, isn't there?
Yeah, I suppose there is. Yeah. Let's have a word with Sarah in Salford. Sarah, you're on Key 103. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Hiya. I've had a dream a number of years ago. It was either a dream or a premonition.
Yes.
I've been giving birth to a child.
Yes.
I've been pushing. Next minute, I've just been walking along a field.
Yeah.
And they've said someone said something. They've turned round to go back, and that's been it.
Where's the child in the dream?
Normally where it normally is when you're giving birth.
Oh, no, I know that, but it's already been born, hasn't it?
No.
Oh, it hasn't been born?
No.
So you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you're going through a field?
Yeah.
Are you being chased?
No, I was actually giving birth, and yeah. It's like I've, died or something.
Yeah. I think this particular dream, will show that you're consumed, with anger and jealousy. Or it might be love, or some kind of self-destructive behaviour. Does that mean anything?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Is there a particular thing that you want to fulfil in your life, and you're very cross that you haven't been able to do it?
Not at the moment, no.
No. Oh, right. Well, that seems to be the significance to me. What you can do, actually, if you have you had this dream regularly?
No, just the one.
Just
and
the
one. I've remembered it for quite a few years.
Well, if you ever have it again, it'll be.
Because I'm actually 3.5 months pregnant at the moment, and I'm quite worried, actually.
Right.
I think you put your finger on it there.
Yes.
If I might, as a speaker, as a layman.
Right. Yeah. Now, what you need to do, if this dream reoccurs, is to take control of it. Because you'll remember in your long-term memory, because it was so long ago that you had it, wasn't it? You remember in your long-term memory that this, and you know what's coming next, and you can turn everything about yourself. You can control your own dream. But you've got a few more months to go yet, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How long were you gone in the original dream? Yeah. You can't remember?
When the dream was?
Yes.
I don't know, it must have been when I was a child or something like that.
Right, yeah. Right, well...
It's been that long ago.
Yeah. It is there's some kind of deep-rooted psychosis there, but as your pregnancy carries on, the nearer you come to the end of the term, if the dream reoccurs, you'll be able to take control of it now and take it any way you want.
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, I think we'll have to move on there. Again, you know, classic anxiety, which seems to be a very, very strong... element, aspects, isn't it?
Oh, definitely,
you
know, yes.
And do you think we, perhaps it's because we are particularly stressed in this
world?
Well,
we live in that kind of lifestyle now, don't we? You know, it's the infrastructure now that we have.
This is from, again, this is from Gigi, who rang us before. Texted us before, I do beg your pardon. I do have nightmares about Ted Moult off the Everest double glazing advert shouting about soffits. Right. James says, in my dreams, I'm the caretaker in Miss Golightly's school for nubile young girls, but when I wake up, I'm in a Vietnamese prison. And that's from Gary. Right. Plane crashes, I don't like that. In my dreams, I dream that I'm dreaming. I can see myself fast asleep in my bed. Well, that's nice, because you can keep an eye on yourself.
Yes,
then, can't you?
Very common dream, that is, yes. Right. Yes.
Lovely. Just check that there's nothing outstanding in the email department. Last one in. Right, okay. I think we've got... Oh, yeah, we've got... can you spare us a little...
Oh,
just
yes.
A short time more?
Yes.
Right, okay, then.
Oh, and the car unclamped, yeah.
0161 288 0103. We can't impose on the doctor for too much longer, but 0161 288 0103, and we will try and squeeze you in before he has to go. Our next stop will be Blakely. Thank you. It's 29 minutes past 11. This is James H. Reeve on Key 103. Special guest, not for very much longer, he has got to go, obviously, is Dr. Warwick Hunt, Emeritus Professor of, well, let's just say dreams, at the University of Walsall. A couple of responses by text. While Dr. Hunt was talking about dreams in instalments, he forgot to mention that instalments are an affordable way to pay for home improvements.
Well, finance can be arranged.
Yes.
Finance can be arranged, yes.
Right.
At 0%.
Okay. Nothing to pay till this time next year.
February 2007.
That's excellent. Paul is in Blakely. Paul!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Paul. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you. I'd like to say, my nana died a few years ago, and what's happened is I had this dream where she was at the window of my bedroom, and I actually fell out of the bed.
Yeah.
But I did fall out of the bed. That were a dream, I did actually fall out of the bed.
Yeah.
And she was at the bed, like, banging on it.
Well, in a dream, especially of the more lucid variety.
But I did actually fall out of the bed, because my mum walked in the room.
I don't think it was a dream. It could have been an actual apparition, that, because a dream wouldn't work like that, you know. Was he sweating a lot?
No.
Was who sweating a lot?
Paul.
All right.
Were you naked?
No, I had a t-shirt on, actually, at the time. That was it, just a t-shirt.
A skimpy type of thing?
No, just a normal t-shirt.
Yeah. Boxer shorts?
Well, I had a Man City t-shirt on at the time, actually.
Oh, right. Mm. Very nice. Right, well, in the dream, you see, you can be anybody that you want to be. So,
No, I were anybody. I was me.
Yes, but what you need to do, if you have this dream recurring again, is try and be somebody else.
Mm.
And then,
I don't understand what you mean by that, because...
Switch your identity.
Why? No, I don't understand that, because my nana was the one at the window, like...
What type of window was it?
It was a single window. It was a full, like, one window.
A French window?
No. It was just a single window with four cutouts at the top.
Was it UPVC?
No, it was just normal glass.
Right.
It's Blakely, mate.
Yeah. Oh! Well, you can get things done in Blakely, you know. Plenty of reps in the area who could call and give you a no obligation quotation.
Yeah, now when the council house is, mate.
Well, you just don't tell the council, do you? Send them the bill.
No, at the end of the day, you're talking about, you know what you're going on about.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, yeah.
Well,
I see my nana at that window.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was probably
what
an actual... That was an actual apparition, it wasn't a dream, I reckon. You actually saw her. She's trying to contact you.
No, she weren't trying to contact me, she was trying to get me. If you know what I mean.
Oh, right. Well, did you have some kind of problem during her lifetime that you didn't resolve?
Me nana?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, we haven't, including all my brothers, well, I've got two brothers, two sisters.
Yeah.
And my mum. None of us spoke to her, and none of us went to a funeral.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, you see, I'd say that was regret, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Is that guilt, do you think?
It could be a guilt complex, couldn't it? Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, you can make these things up now, you know. You could go and put some flowers there now and, you know, get atonement, you know, because it is a guilt complex that you're suffering from, definitely. and an anxiety. So you need to just put it right, you know.
Right, we've had to flirt him because we've got. I know your time is precious, and got to speak to William in a moment or two. Just an inquiry from Jill in Withington. Actually, inquiring. I can only really put it as bluntly as this. She suggests that perhaps you might have had a drink.
Oh yes, yes.
Oh right, okay.
Yes. I went down the Pitbull and Stanley knife before mm-hmm. I got here, yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
Well, I had a lot to drink, though.
Oh, no, social.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're not Charles Kennedy, are we?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I met Barmy Albert in there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for a few, yes.
Okay. Good. We will go to Royton for... I think it's probably... I know you've been actually concentrating very hard tonight and tackling a lot of sensitive issues with people, so I think we've... perhaps deserve to just change tack for one last call before obviously we'll let you go.
Definitely.
I'll thank you for your time properly.
Chalk my name down.
So just bear with us. In a second, we'll be going to Royton. So just a reminder, you're listening to James H. Reeve on Key 103. And shortly to leave us is Dr. Warwick Hunt of the University of Walsall. But we'll try and squeeze in one last listener before we go.
The James H. Reeve phone-in on Key 103.
Something that's always puzzled me, though. Why I can't be turned that shape?
With Stepping Stones. See steppingstonesintowork.info.
Once bitten. A true story. Billy was 4 and a half. So badly abused. He never laughed.
Billy?
Or cried.
Billy.
And too young to understand why he was up for adoption. One day he told me something without saying anything. I'm Billy's social worker, and I was watching while he played. I saw his favourite action soldier. It was covered in bite marks. Part of Billy's abuse had meant he'd been bitten. Suddenly, I understand his reaction to being hugged. Of course, he's scared it means he'll be bitten again. It's one of the things I can pass on to Billy's new family.
Hello, Billy.
The more they understand Billy, the more they can help him. And I've made a difference. So could you. By finding out more about training for a career like mine in social work, call 0845 604 6404. Social work. It's all about people.
Right now at Smith Knight Fay and Gilbert Lawton, you can buy a new polo with... for just $7,795.
Can we go again, please?
Oh, sorry. Right now at Smith Knight Fay and Gilbert Lawton, you can buy a new polo with... for just $7,795.
No, again!
A brand new Volkswagen Polo with satellite navigation for just $7,795, exclusively at Smith Knight Fay and Gilbert Lawton. An offer so good that the only thing you'll be lost for is words. For further details, call in at your local centre today.
G'day, Nev. Like a new handbag.
Yeah, well, I heard that with Sheila's Wheels car insurance, you can get special handbag cover of up to £300.
Yeah, but Ned, Sheila's Wheels is for women drivers.
Damn. Took me hours to catch that crocodile.
Upon the car insurance deal, girls get onto Sheila's Wheels.
For your Bonza deal, girls, call 0800 085 6919 or visit Sheila'sWheels.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Finish your studies and looking for work, planning your next move, or maybe you're looking for a new direction. If so, Just the Job is just for you. Manchester's brightest careers event is back this spring. Taking place at the Renaissance Hotel Deansgate on Tuesday the 21st of March, Just the Job introduces Manchester companies to the best local talent with just one aim. To get you the job you really want, call 0161 288 5150 or see key103.co.uk to find out more.
Wonderful licoricey nose. That's a Barolo. What have we got here? Showing a little bit of age. I'd say that's a Chateauneuf du Pape.
Barclays know where your expertise lies. Where our local business managers excel is providing great ideas to help you run your small business so you can get on with what you're good at. Being a wine merchant, for example.
A little bit metallic, but I'd say that's a chilled lager.
For details, visit barclaysbusinessideas.com.
There's some lovely prices on cars at Elton Garages Peugeot. Right now, you could be saving £3,000 on selected models, and that's just the start. Whether you're a lively little 107 kind of person, or more like the unique 1007, or a trendy 206 kind of guy, it doesn't matter. Because if you visit us before March 31st, we'll give you free servicing for 3 whole years on all these fabulous models. Save yourself £3,000 and get 3 years free servicing before March 31st. Only at Elton Garages Peugeot, Bury, Manchester, Oldham and Rochdale. Terms and conditions apply.
The James H. Reeve phone-in on Key 103. Call now on 0161 288 0103.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I think this was this is the right direction to go in. Okay, question about you, Doctor. So you seem obsessed with naked young men.
Oh, not at all, no. Yeah. It's just establishing, you see, whether they're clothed or naked within the dream, because it does have a bearing on the outcome of the interpretation of the aforementioned.
So certain things you've got to check.
Yes.
Just like a checklist of things, naked.
Yes. Got
obviously.
To do that, yes.
Okay, smashing. William in Royton is our next caller. Welcome to Key 103, William.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
I'd like you to play a little game with me, Dream Boy.
Yes, carry on.
Okay.
For the purpose of this conversation, I'm fully clothed.
Oh, right. Okay. I'll make a note of that.
This is a chance to win 666 pence.
666?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just excuse me one second, William. William is a resident, he's sort of freelance entertainment contributor who comes up with these interesting radio quizzes, which
yes.
I think...
Can I explain the game, please?
Sorry, William, yeah. He does like to crack on a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you dreamed this game?
Yes.
Ah.
Right. Well, it does have relevance, then.
Okay.
Nonsense, let me explain this. I have 3 dreams, but only one of them is real. You have to guess the one that is real to win 666 pence.
Okay.
I will explain the dreams to you now. Dream 1. I was ice skating with 3 penguins named Harry, Gary and Larry. We were singing, dancing and laughing together. Oh, it was a happy day.
Yep.
And dream number 2, I was being chased by a man-eating zombie. And goddamn, he bit me too. And then I woke up. Dream 3, I was falling until I landed in a giant bucket. Then it was hot. I was being burnt by a large rat. And then I woke up. Which of the dreams is real?
I'd say
excuse me, it'd be normally recap.
Yes.
You know, like sort of on Call My Bluff.
Well, could we just have a little... Yes, we're going to have a recap. Well, the penguins concern me.
I'm skating with penguins called Harry...
Gary and Larry.
Harry, Gary and Larry.
Then there was no Barry there.
No, Harry, Gary and Larry.
Right. Okay. No Barry.
Being chased by a zombie.
Why do you want to know if there was a Barry? It's just Harry, Gary and Larry, as I said.
Yes, but Barry would have a relevance, you see, within the dream.
Who's Barry? Do you know a Barry?
Yes. It's a character that would crop up in your dreams, you see. Mm. You've not included him. In, you've got Harry, Larry and Gary, haven't you?
Yes.
Right.
But no
would
Barry.
You carefully no select Barry. One of the dreams? Which one is real?
And the second dream...
Okay, so that's the zombie, being chased by a zombie who bites... He bites you?
Yeah, goddamn, he bit me. God
where damn. Did he bite you? Which part of your body?
My arm.
The arm. Yes. Have you been having any problem with that particular arm?
No.
What about the other arm?
For Christ's sake, just select a dream.
Oh,
it's
right,
a
then.
Game.
Okay. And the third
stop
one is...
Stop trying to delve into my mind, boy.
Oh, yes.
The third one is falling.
Yes.
Landing in a bucket that's red hot with a burnt rat in it. Now,
right.
That one, actually...
That seems the one that I'd go for.
I think that's a reference to something previous, so I think that might have influenced
yes.
him.
I'd go for the falling because the penguins, there is no Barry. And the zombie, they do not bite arms.
Oh, do they not?
No. Not in any dream. Yeah. No, definitely not.
Oh, right.
No. So it's number three.
You're going for number three?
Yes, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Wrong. Yeah, I'd go for
it. It's wrong. Oh. I was ice skating with my friend Penguin.
Oh,
Mr. Dream Boy. By the way, that wasn't a dream.
Oh, what was it?
I am your father.
No. Oh. I can't take much more of this.
He's Radio Rental, isn't he? Got varicose brains.
Or as Steve Shanks in... That's not rude, is it? Oh. In Timpley says, oh no, not this nutter again. That's not you, that's a reference to... No, yeah, does he get let out of his cage once a week or something? Oh, it seems to be most nights.
Yeah, but if one of the penguins was called Barry, I would have plumped for option number one.
Well, I'm sorry, it's we've just got to go with what William says, and you know, he's the man who knows what's going on.
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah, there's underlying issues there, you know.
Okay.
Definitely.
Tim from Llandudno says, after trying without success to contribute to your programme via telephone, I wasn't rung back by your superior.
Oh.
I'll have to speak to her about that. There's too much of this going on. Anyway, I was going to ask Dr. Hunt about a dream I'd have like dissecting. Don't understand that one. He said, anyway, so I wondered if there was any update regarding the Bob the Builder costume I need for my little lad's birthday in the middle of the month. Could you refresh my plate? Yeah, Tim needs a Bob the Builder costume. I know it's not strictly within your field of study, is it?
This could be arranged.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do have an agency that supplies such things.
Ah, right.
Yes, if you could take the details.
Certainly, we have them here.
Could you make do with a Wallace and Gromit?
Possibly. Yes, they won't know.
They won't know the difference, will they?
Yeah. Much obliged.
We're very, very big on SpongeBob.
Okay, dog. Well, listen, we must call it a day there, because I know you've got a lecture tomorrow, haven't you?
First thing in the morning.
Okey doke.
Yes.
So we'll say good night then. Thank you very much once again. And from a personal point of view, you're not to know this, but as part of my attempts to fit in more closely with the obvious demands of the listeners.
Yeah.
I thought this was the direction to take, and I'm delighted to say that I'm strengthened in my belief and gratified that we've actually done this tonight, because I think we've done the right thing, and I can't say enough about your role in doing that.
Definitely. I'd just like to say to everybody, follow that dream.
Well, that's a beautiful note on which to end.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
There's not a song involved, is there?
For a fee.
Okay, right, well, there won't be any of those going on. Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. 11:45, more or less precisely. Once again, I'll just give you, just in case anybody needs to contact you for anything, in the analysis stakes, or indeed for any building work, Dr. Warwick Hunt, Emeritus Professor, I love this, of Nocturnal Audiovisual Somno-Psychological Sensory Phenomena.
Yes.
At the University
of... Yes, it's something of a gobful, isn't it, James?
It certainly is. So,